I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. A special celebration of 50 years of Northern Michigan University men's hockey is coming up later this month. Mark Evans had a chance to speak with NMU head hockey coach Dave Shyack, as well as Jaden Model from Texas Roadhouse, to find out more.
It's awesome. You know, 50 years is a long time. Obviously, Coach Comley started it in 1976, and it's hard to believe we've been here for 50 years now. So we've obviously got a great event coming up this summer, July 30th to August 2nd, where we're involving the public. And right now we're anticipating, I think, between 125, 150 people, which is the most ever. I think we've never really had more than 80. So the guys are excited. A lot of guys haven't been back in years. They haven't seen the Barrie Events Center. They haven't seen the growth of the town. So we've got a lot of events in front of us and excited. A lot of people put some work into it and should be a good time for everybody.
Well, one of the things that has happened here, and you can't do this all without a good partner, and like us, you've teamed up here with friends at Texas Roadhouse. Jaden Model's with us here. And what is the relationship here? What is your involvement in this? Because I know there's some hands-on things that you guys are going to be doing with the reunion, if you will, for NMU hockey.
Yeah, so we're going to have the kickoff at Black Rocks, where we will have donated Texas Roadhouse peanuts. We will also have signage there saying that Texas Roadhouse sells Black Rocks beer in our store. And then also we have the Barrie Event Center open house, where we will have a table set up, as well as then ORDOC later in the weekend, where we will have signs posted that Texas Roadhouse has donated the food. And then during the alumni golf outing, too, we will have a flag posted at one of the holes with our logo on it.
Well, Coach, he kind of opened the door to all this, but there's a lot of activities going on with the 50-year celebration. He touched on a couple of them. I'll let you kind of elaborate. Golf outings and a whole lot more. The cool thing, you said people have never seen the underside of the Barrie Event Center. They're going to get a chance.
Yeah, the biggest thing, and we're involving the community a lot. And I know the alumni office at Northern Michigan and the foundation, they put a lot of time and work and energy into it. And same with sponsorships like Texas Roadhouse. So anybody wants to hang out at Black Rocks on Thursday night on that 30th, you'll meet a lot of former players, which I think is important. You know, we ask the support of the community, but we got to give back to them as well. Then I think the arena, a lot of people have not seen the underbelly of the arena. So from 3 to 5 on the Friday, you got family and kids that want to come in. They can see the locker room. They can see the weight room. They can see the conference center. It's one of the top 20 facilities, I think, in college hockey. And I just think it's nice to share that to the community. And
you bring up an interesting point, because I mean, this really is, if you look around the college hockey world, Barrie Event Center really is something else compared to a lot of the barns that are out there that have been out there way too long.
Yeah, no, we've done a nice job. Just you got to keep up with the times, and we're fortunate enough that the university has supported the Division I program, and we're up against some big, obviously, programs like Michigan State, and it helps us recruiting. And we've got kids in right now actually training and skating, and they've seen the Barrie Event Center for the first time. And sometimes the videos we send them are a disservice, but when you see it live, they're just shocked by it. And we, like I said, we certainly want to share that with the community, and they deserve it, and I think we'll get a pretty good outcome with that.
NMU head hockey coach Dave Shyack with us here this morning. Jaden Model with Texas Roadhouse. We're talking about some of the events that are happening with the anniversary, if you will. Birthday celebration day, or just a ton of different things. Do we have an official title for what's going on this summer?
NMU 50th Perfect. Hockey Reunion.
All right.
Anniversary, I should say.
So there it is. So we're in the early stages of letting folks know what's going on here. Bulk of the activities, Dave, later on in the month, but there's some other things in there too. Just run some of the schedule and things that people can expect to see and hear about.
Yeah, like on those, we're doing a lot of promotional stuff because we want to involve the community, and that's out there and all the social media outlets. Like I said, on Thursday, if they want to participate at Black Rocks, I think that's 5 to 7 on Thursday. I think the big one, like I said, is sharing the Barrie Event Center with the community, but also the reception dinner that we have for the players at the ORDOC. That'll be real nice. And after we have a reception dinner, we're opening up to the public to come in and share at the ORDOC. And then we also have the golf outing at NMU's golf course on the Saturday. And if you're a community member and want a team of 4, just look us up on social media and register through the link and get a chance to see some of the guys on the golf course and enjoy the day.
If I had to guess, you're not going to have a green gold alumni scrimmage at any particular time.
No, we're not. I think some of the guys are going to leave. Most of the guys are going to leave their skates behind. End of July in the UP, I think they're going to enjoy the outdoors and some of the events that we have going on.
That's Northern Michigan University head hockey coach Dave Shyack and Jaden Model with Texas Roadhouse speaking with our Mark Evans. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.